Hey friend, and welcome to the Hair Goals Podcast. The Hair Goals Podcast is brought to you by Salt Society, a hair and business community serving the beauty industry with salon business coaching, hair education, and personal development mentoring. The Hair Goals Podcast is your weekly dose of powerful education from coaches on our team, industry leaders, and stylists just like you. So let's reach those goals together because your success is ours. Welcome back to the Hair Goals Podcast. I'm Sarah Fasolo, the marketing and business coach at Salt Society. And today I'm actually here with Jamie C., the owner, founder, entrepreneur of everything.
Hello.
And today we're chatting about client reviews. So the good, the bad, the what the beep. We're talking about it all. So I think today we should really start with chatting about the importance of client reviews, all the places that they could be used, that a business can benefit from getting them, and kind of the process in which we get feedback from our clients.
Mm-hmm. And then also diving into kind of just how to respond to maybe not so great reviews. Mm-hmm. Where we can hold accountability, how we can manage our expectations, our responses versus our reactions, and then also ways to actually increase getting that feedback from your clients, incentivizing your clientele to leave a review because they're super beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I feel like for me, first and foremost, when I started my business before going out and opening my own salon, it was just me by myself. So I really didn't think about reviews as a solo entrepreneur. But as I started to expand my business, I really started to focus on what are ways that I can have this brick and mortar business be able to have not only support my stylists, but support the how to represent the business in a really great way. So that was something that I didn't really think about initially on how to like increase reviews. I just was like, oh, well, if they leave reviews, they'll leave reviews. It's fine. And I think a lot of people think that way, but I honestly think that now it's such a great way to be able to, if someone is interested in your business, to be able to look at your business and be able to say, hey, there's a lot of great feedback here. And instead of just word of mouth, right, the reviews are encouraging someone to take the step and work with you inside of your business. So Sarah, I'd love for you to just tell a little bit more about ways that you can actually use this feedback, because it's so powerful, the ways that you can use it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, client reviews can be used in so many different places in your business. First off, throughout all of your marketing. So you can share them on social media. You can share them in your website. I think it's great when you get reviews that kind of reflect the client experience in your brand's like culture and mission. And so that only really helps enhance that for people who are, you know, new to your page or new to your website or new to your business. I mean, there's just so many different ways to utilize them when it comes to marketing. I think it's great when somebody can, you know, take the time to write something and, you know, share it on a Google review or send you an email or, you know, repost a photo of the hair that they just had done and tag you in it and, you know, show how much that they love it. And I think being able to like repost that and reutilize it anywhere and everywhere is just going to be super beneficial for people who are, you know, new to your business.
And I think too, getting those reviews, I think it's important to remember the perspective of a client or just a consumer in general, whether it be in the hair business, any place where someone is really looking for that feedback from their clients is really to incentivize them into leaving it. Because some people will just like had such a great review or have such a great experience that they want to leave a review, but you can't bank on getting consistent feedback from people just hoping that they will. So thinking about it from like the what's in it for me perspective, because we are looking, obviously we want our clients to have a great experience, but we're also looking for their feedback to encourage more people to come into our doors. So how can we incentivize them and also appreciate them for first off, spending time, spending their hard-earned money in our business, and then also for using their voice, which is so powerful. So for us, there are a couple different ways that we do it in the salon. But I love what Sarah said too. I think this is in a different podcast, or maybe it was just in a meeting that we had, but we call them like Instagrammable moments. She calls them, I don't want to say it. She calls them Instagrammable moments. So Sarah, can you just expound on what that means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So an Instagrammable moment to me is something that's visual, specifically like in your space, that like catches a client's eye that says, oh my gosh, like this is so great that they're doing this. I want to take a picture of it and post about it. And so for us, we ended up, because we've always, you know, talked about client reviews, and our stylists have always talked to their clients about, you know, leaving a review on Google. But again, there's never been like really any type of incentive. And so when we thought about these Instagrammable moments, we thought, okay, well, what's something visual that we can have in the salon that promotes a client or pushes a client to leave a review? And in turn, they're getting some type of kickback from the business. And so we've created, well, Jamie's husband created these beautiful little signs that sit at every station that ask a client for a review and have just like a QR scan code, which makes it so unbelievably easy for any client to just pick up their phone, because most likely your client's holding their cell phone the whole appointment anyway, to just scan it and then leave a Google review. And in turn, we're, you know, giving them something back for taking the time to do that.
Yeah. So essentially what our sign says, it almost looks like it's like a plexiglass, but it's a little bit more like foggy, and then has beautiful text on it, and you can create them. We actually created the print. We had, our in-house, graphic designer, Evan, create the image, or it could have been Sarah as well, because Sarah creates a lot of images as well. So I apologize. It was either Evan or Sarah who created the graphic.
A group effort. Love you,
group effort. Go team. And we took that image and then put it on this plexiglass. And then my husband built like a little wood stand. So that was really, really helpful. And it's really pretty. On top of it, matches the aesthetic of the salon. And it essentially says, please share your 5-star guest experience and get a free gift before you leave. And so there's multiple ways that you can incentivize them, right? So we're asking them to do something, they're getting something in return. Not only are they getting an amazing service, but they're also getting something. So there's multiple ways that you can do this, whether it be a travel-sized hero product that you have in your salon. Hero product is one of your best sellers, something that you advocate for. Another thing you could do is give them a card that basically, so for the next time they come in, they get a full size product. So I usually love that because it's something that incentivizes them to come back and they get something for free that's full size. You can do whatever you want in your business as long as it's giving them something to support the effort that they just made. And this has dramatically increased our 5-star reviews. Like it is, people love free gifts. Let me tell you, they love a free gift. So a quick little scan of the QR code is so easy. And Sarah, how can somebody make their own QR code? How does that work?
Oh, it's really easy. You literally just Google. I think it's QR. What is it?
Is it QR code generator or something like that?
Yeah, a QR code generator or something. And you literally just copy and paste the link of where you wanted it to go. So I think I like copy and pasted like our Google review link. So when they scan it, it brings them right up to leave a Google review. But it's, yeah, super easy. And you can literally just download like the image of like the QR code that it gives you after you entered your link. I also love, just to go back really quickly, how we do offer those products, because not only is it getting the client to come back for like the bigger one. But it's also like allowing them to try something and hoping that they like fall in love with like the retail as well, and that they're going to keep purchasing it from you. So it's kind of like, yes, you are doing it for them, but at the same time, you're doing it for your business too, because hopefully they love the product and are going to keep purchasing it from you in the future.
Yes, I agree 100%. And I always say, do the hero product, something that you know they're going to love, something that that you advocate for, something that you truly believe in. I think it's just it's a great addition to just honoring your clients and making sure that they have the products that work best for them. So I think something for me that personally as a business owner that I struggled with, and I think any business owner who is a small business owner can identify with, is, you know, in your life and in your business, you strive to be the best that you can be, whether it be trying to be the best leader, trying to make sure that your salon looks beautiful, that everyone's getting like the best things ever. And then you have somebody who has a bad experience and they're very vocal on the internet about it. And it crushes you because it's there and there's nothing you can do about it. That 5-star review that you have prided yourself in so deeply, that you believe in so much, and you really do your best and you hold accountability and you do you try to do all the right things. All of a sudden it's like goes down. And there's some people who didn't even have an experience at your salon, but still leave a negative review based off of your price menu or something like that. And then again, it is very challenging in the digital world, but also it's a beautiful way to be able to increase the likelihood of you getting the 5-star review, so that the inevitable 1, 2, 3, 4-star review is going to come through and it can balance that out. So Sarah, I'd love for you to be able to just to dive into a little bit of maybe the business owners that you've worked with. Have there been anyone who have like brought up this topic or how they can navigate that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, you know, your business is your baby, you're protective of your team. And so when something happens like that, where somebody leaves a negative review, regardless if they were a client in your chair or just happened to not be and still leave a negative review, you want to protect those people in your business. And so I feel like the first thing that people feel is like defense, like I'm going to get defensive and I'm going to defend my business and my team. And you know, sometimes you have to sit back and really, well, pretty all the time, I would say, anytime that you get a bad review, you have to sit back and really assess it and say, was this a situation that, like, did something physically happen? Like, was there something through this whole appointment that really justified this review? Or is this a more of a personal thing for this person? Like, are they going through something in their life that's really bringing this like negativity out of them, and it's just being taken out on your business or that stylist? And so, I mean, I think a lot of business owners really try to like navigate that. And sometimes it could just be really hard because you care about the people in your business so much. Trying to take that step back and really figure out like, what is the real issue here? And how do I respond in a calm, positive way? I mean, so it's nice to like take a second. I feel like that's the advice that I would have for anybody, is to like not respond right away and just take a second. Like anybody that we've ever talked to, it's like take a minute, cool down, and really try to figure out like what the problem was.
Yeah. And honestly, a lot of times, there's situations that you're going to have where someone leaves a review and they're angry. Mm-hmm. And the majority of people, there's maybe a need that wasn't met, mm-hmm. something that wasn't communicated, an expectation that was either not understood or met or something like that. So once you have cooled down, give yourself like 24 hours, good 24, 48 hours. Talk to your community of other salon owners or somebody that can help just breathe through it. Because like you said, you do immediately have a reaction and not a response. And when you are in reactive mode, there are we're not as, our words are not as true as they should be. Mm-hmm. And that's totally normal. There's been multiple times that I've wanted to be like to shake my phone and be like, what in the world? Like, you've never even been to my business and you left a 1-star review about my prices. and it hurts, but it also is just like, you know, I think it's the inevitability of a lot of businesses. So mm-hmm. just know that you're not alone. If this does happen to you, give yourself the 24 to 48 hours and then think about the, where can I hold responsibility, accountability? Where can, was there something that a consultation that didn't go as thoroughly as it could have? And sometimes you're just going to get some people who are, you're not going to see eye to eye. And that's also okay. It's just how it works. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think for any business owner, recognize how you would respond versus how you would react, and just audit how that also feels in your body, because you can definitely feel the difference of a reactionary response versus a cooled down response. Right? Yeah. It's a little bit more level, a little bit more ease.
I mean, that's something that I feel like I've learned from you over the past 4 years of running like social media, is that, you know, there's, everyone's a critic. It's very easy for people to hide behind their phone or computer and say something not nice or nasty. And my first response is always to be defensive. Like, what do you mean? Like, we're trying, like we're doing our best. Like, but at the same time, like, that's okay. It's okay that they feel that way. You're not always going to change somebody's mind about how they feel about you or their experience, but you can, you know, kill somebody with kindness and giving yourself a little bit of time to be able to reflect and say, okay, this might be a them problem and not a us problem. And how can I respond to this person in a nice and courteous, professional way without coming across negative, like they just were to me? Cause it's very easy to just like throw that negativity back in somebody's face. It's a lot harder to take time and respond in a positive way that hopefully turns around how they feel about.
It actually has happened to us where, mm-hmm. you know, I've responded and then they're like, oh, I didn't realize that you would respond, or thank you for, because they're just so upset with something, mm-hmm. Whether it be the result that they had in their mind versus what they got. And they're like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, people have actually apologized and they've deleted their reviews, which I thought was really, you're not always going to have that experience. You'll have some people who are like, I don't give a shit about you anymore. I came in, spent my money, and I'm done. So, you know, you're just going to have a whole bunch of various responses. But I also think it's important that anyone looking in on your business who tentatively wants to work with you and is looking at your reviews and sees those responses, they're also looking at what your response is. They're making sure that you are responding, you are professional, that you're not a bully, that you're not trying to diminish or invalidate how somebody feels, because they're potentially taking that feedback and saying, you know what, that's definitely not the type of person that I want to invest my money in or my time. Yeah. So just keep in mind that it's not necessarily just that person that's reading it. It's literally everyone else, mm-hmm. in the future too. So, mm-hmm.
which is why it hurts so much. Yeah. Which is why it hurts so much initially when you see that come through. You're like, oh, like so many people can see this and I have to, you know, have some type of response that's nice, that gets my point across in an effective way. And
yeah, it also feels very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you're trying your best and you're doing these things, and it's like someone calls you out on a huge platform and you're like, I'm being seen in a way that no one else knows this experience except for this one person and
right.
me.
Right.
And now everyone else gets to perceive it the way that they do. Mm-hmm. And it could indirectly or directly hurt my business. Mm-hmm. And that's what we don't want. So encouraging your clients to get those 5-star reviews in, really show up for them, mm-hmm. and then utilize those 5-star reviews in all of the marketing ways that you can, whether it be in your captions, in your reels in on your website, like Sarah said, TikTok, all the places, all the social platforms that just keep on coming.
All the places.
YouTube, your email lists. Your email lists are actually really, really great if you have an email list for your client base, like being able to be like, look at this 5-star review that I got today, or look at what, like, this is what my client said this week. And then you can share a little bit of the wins and a little bit more of what's working. And it's just a great way of being able to showcase your business in a really positive way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also just kind of like diving into like being able to set yourself up for success with an appointment in order to get a positive client review is setting realistic expectations from the very beginning. And one of the ways that we do that is we use our digital pre-consultation form, which kind of goes over everything. It goes over a pricing bracket. It goes over their current hair photos, their goal hair photos, our policy in terms of, you know, hair health and all of these things that are really, you know, are even more in depth talked about during the in-person consultation. But again, like we've had, you know, one of the negative reviews that we had was somebody saying, you know, I came in and only, you know, spent $400 and only came out like a little bit lighter. And it sounded like she was having some issues with color correction, but had a specific dollar amount that she wanted to stick to. And that was talked about all within this pre-consultation and during this in-person consultation. And so when you get a review like that, you can think to yourself, I've talked about these things so many times. And I know in my heart that me or my stylist went over this in depth. We talked about price. We talked about realistic expectations. We talked about what the service was going to be, outcome, sessions, all of these things. And you know, without a doubt that this was all spoken about and agreed upon. So when you do get a review like that, you could say, you know what, as a business or as a stylist, I did everything in my power to make this a positive experience for this person. And I know that I went through all of the correct steps in order to, you know, get her going in the right direction in terms of her goal hair. And, you know, as a response, you're able to then say like, okay, well, this is what we talked about. You know, we're very sorry that you were unhappy with the service. However, we'd be happy to, you know, continue your hair journey to getting you to where your goal is. Like, and that's the thing is like, you also don't want to like just write someone off because they wrote a bad review. Because again, your response may completely change their thought process around what their service just was.
Yeah. It's such a huge, it's honestly, communication just goes so far. Mm-hmm. Again and again. I mean, from a pre-consultation form to talking about budget prior to them booking, to having them send over a video of their hair, photos of their hair, goal photos, and really showcasing, hey, this is beautiful. This is, you know, until I see your hair in person, this is what I'm hoping we can do. Something that I also always say in the consultation, again, we talk about budget again, but I have an entire method that I do, consults that convert. If you were on tour with us in 2019, you learned all about that. I'm also going to be doing that consults that convert methodology, whole workshop on it in our Salt Society community, which is a monthly membership where we share business, hair, all the things. I have an entire workshop coming on, what month is that going to be? October. That'll be going live. And in the consultation during this is one thing that I do say after honoring what photos they want. We already talked about budget, everything that we went through, the pricing, tickets, all the things. I say, this is the first time I've ever done your hair. Your hair will let me know what I can do. But my main goal is to make sure that you feel safe with me, that your hair is that your happiness and your hair are my main concern, and that I will do everything in my power to get you to where you want to be. But your hair will tell me how far I can go today. And we'll just keep working together to get there. And that in itself, if they've ever had a really bad past hair experience, just having someone in their corner that makes them feel heard and seen and valued. And you've talked about realistic expectations. You've calmed their nerves. You've really made them feel seen and valued. And you've also talked about money, about their investment. I cannot tell you, there was actually a viral TikTok video that just was, that I just saw the other day about this girl who was, she was getting a full highlight. She had called the salon and asked, hey, how much is it going to be? They said, it starts at 170. She goes in and then the stylist says, hey, you have a lot of hair. And then that's, she was thinking in her brain, her perception was there's no way at this point, this is when the stylist is going to tell me how much I'm going to be spending, but they didn't. And then they also, she thought it was only going to cost me like $300. It ended up costing her $500 plus a $100 tip, which was, she left thinking it was going to be, she's paying $300 more. And that could have just alleviated just talking about budget in that moment. That was such a huge opportunity for them to set the framework for trust and communication prior to that person leaving, and then having millions of people view this video and be like, she's like, I love my hair, but like, what the hell? I wasn't expecting to spend that much money. And that's where communication really comes into play. So number one, make sure you have all your systems put in place. We have a whole automation system that you can put in place for the pre-consultation form to automations, to making sure your clients feel seen and valued and heard right from the get-go, from when they inquire. And we have consultation offerings as well, like I said, from the community. And we're just always here. We have a free Facebook group. So if there's anything that you are really feeling like you need support with, or someone you need to vent to, or someone you're looking for feedback from, or maybe a strategy or a next step, or just love and support, that is a huge, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of hairstylists, salon owners, and independent stylists in that group, which we will link in the show notes below. And I'd love for you to be inside there as well. So you can just have the right crew around for when you need it.
The support.
Yeah. So important when you're in a bit, business ownership. It's like personal development on crack. Oh my God.
You're learning something every day about yourself.
Yeah. Because essentially your business is a mirror image of you. So the more you grow, the more your business grows, the more your business stretches, like it's asking more of you to be seen. Mm-hmm. And then you have to move through all of that. So, but yeah, it's also really great at the same time. So, Sarah, do you have any, other things that you want to share?
I think that's it. I think we covered it all in terms of reviews.
We really did. In, outs, everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining. Sarah, you want to do our little ending?
Sure. Thanks guys for joining the Hair Goals podcast with Jamie and myself. We look forward to hopefully chatting with you, like she said, in the Facebook group, if you have any questions or need additional support. And if not, we will see you back on here next week.
Bye-bye.
See you later.